Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. New guy says, so freedom of speech was just a scam to make money? Wow, who knew? And considering the UFC fight of tonight, he says, wait, a government institution is showing the public gladiator combat? That can't be good. Yeah, I mean, it's very frustrating what's happening with Elon Musk. It seems that he got purchased in some way. Ultimately, what Elon Musk did, I suspected that this could be the case forever, that he was using the right to have leverage in a negotiation. I don't know exactly what Elon was after. Maybe he just wanted the Jews to pay more money to control speech. But it tells you just how ridiculous the state of the liberal civilization is, that we have to have these cheats, basically, onto our speech so that people converge toward the right kind of speech that won't undermine the state of civilization as it stands for leftists. That is just how weak the liberal civilization is. They need, like, they can let freedom happen for 1 year at most, and then they need to pour in money to control speech, to trick who is the winner. They basically need these tunnel diggers of the highway of information, digging tunnels, redirecting people. That is what the employee of Twitter have been doing. They've been digging tunnels to redirect someone from Keith Woods to a cat video. How do we do this? They are engineers of the mind, and the fact that they are needed, they are so needed that we haven't seen liberty survive any more than 4 years on the internet ever. Like, there was the original Twitter, maybe 4 or 5 years of freedom without censorship. Then the Twitter comes in, the Twitter management before Elon. Total censorship, total control. Meanwhile, there was total control on all other platforms of the internet. And so Elon, it seems, may have done all of this as a negotiation tactic. He said, I think that it's very possible, it's all an intentional thing where he says, okay, there's these white people talking about the rights of white people. There's these elites who don't like them. I need something from these elites. What if I was to do something that allows this little minority to speak up? And in fact, I will amplify their tweet. I will tweet about race and IQ. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck was happening in the last year? All of this was the dangling of us that Elon was willing to do. Why were we dangled like this? Why were we dangled like this? I don't know, but they found Elon's price, I think, because today we have every creator on the right is reporting massive shutdown of their Twitter exposure, millions and millions of impressions less than a comparable last month. It's not looking good. It's looking like Elon is deploying an already thought of strategy that he had let the door open to the strategy when he was saying freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. But the thing is, when you have to play so much with what people hear, it means you're lying to people. That's another form of lie. There's the explicit lie, there's the lie by omission, but there's also the lie by someone not ever hearing about it and instead seeing a cat video. You know, that's a lie too. And it's a lie when you punish accounts for saying from the river to the sea for Palestine, but you don't punish the very same claim and sentence by Israel, because you have Netanyahu saying, oh yeah, we will not stop the war until we have full control up to the sea. Well, that is exactly what Elon claims is a genocidal claim when made by the Palestinians, but it's not when Netanyahu does it. And I don't know what it will boil down to. Let me tell you, knowing Elon a little bit, I have a hard time thinking that it's just money. Elon is a man driven by two things, scientific curiosity and vaginal penetration. And I think we're going to learn something. I believe that Elon might have a Jewish baby right now, growing into a pregnant Jewish woman. Something like this must have happened, because when they start doing these trips to Israel, and okay, we're going to shut down the voices that we have let. Basically, Elon made a whole business plan where he would make money out of the $8 by, you know, basically poor people like me funding Elon. And clearly at some point, there's a billionaire out there who's willing to pay more than $8 for me not to speak. It boils down to this. And it's like, that shouldn't happen, because there should be a difference in our system about making money from the speech and trying to impede on the speech of others. We already have laws against commercial interference. Technically, keeping someone else from being seen is basically illegal in the US and Canada under the Unfair Competition Acts and statutes. It is unfair competition. You cannot shut down the voice of someone else. And yet, something like this has happened, and I don't know if it was for Elon to have a base on Mars or for him to have a Jewish baby, but it's one of these two things, I believe. Elon doesn't think only in terms of cash, and I'd be surprised if he was just purchased with cash, but he may have been purchased with threats. DK Shadow says there are other billionaires out there. Yeah, but speech shouldn't be the subject of market speculation of that sort. Because then you're entering the domain of commercial interference. Speech should be given a special care. And ultimately, what we need in society is someone who's willing to truly take the hit. Elon said he was willing to take the hit, but was he? We need someone who's able to uphold the principles of free speech above and beyond profits. And Elon has said that this is what he was willing to do. But why would he sell now? Why would he walk back on this? It's hard to imagine. He must be held by some threat or some fear that he has. I don't know. We have a new evolution in trad baking videos. Now, that is as trad as it gets, my friend. I really thoroughly enjoyed this video of cake baking in the traditional wife fashion. Saturn Shine says she's mocking it. Of course she is. It's a mockery of the baking video and the cake gate, hashtag cake gate. Meanwhile, today I learned that an eagle can totally carry the full weight of a deer. Can you believe this? Oh my god. This deer's life is over. It's about to get fully absorbed. Its energy absorbed by the eagle. Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, because a bird is a very light animal, you know. Deers have not evolved like birds. Birds have evolved to be light so that they would be easier to fly. But to carry meat of a deer, that hasn't evolved to fly, but you have evolved so well to fly that you're able to take the extra weight. That is fantastic. Frog Eyes says, goddamn, Apex Predator, pretty epic. Yes. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, has Elon confirmed that he is aware and approves of this, or is this possibly some remaining rogue employees in Twitter working under the radar? Elon has been weirdly silent on all of this, and this makes me conclude that this is a move he approves. This is when you say to his Linda Yaccarino, when you tell Linda Yaccarino, you're going to be able to censor, but just not through banning, just through reach. Well, there you go. That's what just happened. Linda Yaccarino probably went with the green light of Elon to shut down right-wing voices. People are speculating, was it specifically about the tunnel Jew story? Listen, bro, there were Jews digging tunnels under the ground. What were we supposed to do, Elon? It was fucking hilarious. They were literally coming out of the ground, coming out of the sewers with their Jewish hats and everything. It was fucking hilarious. It was the most hilarious. It's so hilarious that you cannot even do this in fiction. It's just too crazy. And sometimes reality is too crazy. But Twitter will lose the fight for people's views if it can't be as crazy as reality. So think about it, Elon, but you can't just shift the direction of people's mind. What you will end up shifting is you're going to break the internet again. People are going to be headed each on their way. They're going to be like, I'm questioning whether I should pay everything I'm paying for Twitter, because I have the Premium Plus service. I can have my blue check mark with just the premium service. I could cut $12 a month already on this. Do I need the Premium Plus service now that I see that Twitter is being taken over? I'm also subscribed to Elon Musk's Twitter account. Am I truly a fan of Elon Musk now that he's given up free speech? I think I might have to reconsider at least two of those. I might keep my blue check mark at $8 a month, but I'm paying Elon $8 or $10 a month for a subscription to his Twitter account. I really don't care about it. That was just a way to root for Elon. I don't know that I root for Elon anymore. I'm very, very worried about what he's doing there. Yeah. It's looking bad also for the election. What if we can't meme during the election? Again, it's the same freaking story. The same thing as 2018, 2019. They're back for the election. The censors are here. They bought us out once again. When will we have just liberty? Just leave us alone. Let us meme. Rodila Sid says, is he still paying you money or are you monetized? If he pays you enough to pay the $8, then keep it. Yes, yes, I still make money from my tweets. On a strong month with millions of impressions, I make something like $150. That's good. On a weak month, I make something like $15. So it really depends on how much I get involved and how much I provoke the leftists. Usually those months I get paid a lot, as if I find a way to somehow comment with my conservative perspective on the absolutely superficial Entertainment Tonight level of story. Like the hashtag she's only 19 with Millie Bobby Brown. That was one of my most hilarious tweets that shocked the normies the most. But yeah, usually those are the money bringers, those kind of normie tweets. they're the least interesting, really, but they're fun because you interact with a totally different audience. Tonight there is a Canadian UFC. I wasn't aware. Apparently, Strickland versus Duplessis. People are telling me that they are based. And I've been listening to some video just before the show, and I had seen the clips of this guy being provocative toward a journalist. But that clip is even stronger. So I'm very happy I got to see this. Strickland, I'm very excited. And I will be watching tonight's UFC, given that he seems very based. He has a t-shirt that says, "A woman in every kitchen, a gun in every hand." Okay.
I want to ask you about something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, "If I had a gay son, I would think I'd..."
Oh, look, another. I'm saying the swamp, you guys, the swamp.
You become a champion, you become a star, and some would say...
Let me ask you something. Are you gay? Let me know, are you gay?
Can I get an answer?
Well, no, I'm asking. This is a part of... Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay.
Oh, boy. The way he says it, "I'm an ally of the community." Bro, that sounds gayer than anal sex. you have the gays just fucking each other in the ass in saunas, and they hear this and they're like, "Bro, that is gay. I am an ally of the community." At least assume your gayness. Say, "Yeah, I'm gay. No, I'm an ally of the community."
If you had a son and he was like, you know, he had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, "Oh man, you don't want a grandkid?"
No problem with it.
Oh man, well, dude, you're a weak fucking man, dude. You're like, you're part of the fucking problem. You elected Justin Trudeau.
Sorry,
like,
with the rough language.
Would you fucking, when he sees the bank accounts, like, you're just fucking pathetic. And the fact that you have no fucking backbone. And has he shut down your fucking country and seized bank accounts? You ask me some stupid shit like that, go fuck yourself. Move the fuck on, man.
That doesn't really
coward.
Answer the question, but I did want to ask what you said about the trans community.
See, this is what I love about the UFC. The UFC is still relatively free warrior men that are maybe the last free men on Earth, because in which corporate world do you get this? In which corporate world, like, you go at a press conference of Disney, of whatever movie, it's going to be artists and liberals. You go with Disney, it's going to be corporate. You go with any press conference is so tightened, and no one has really the freedom to share their political views, except under Dana White at the UFC. Dana White has always said to journalists, "Never expect me to censor the guys politically. They can say whatever they want." Yes, I love this. Those are the last free men, and they're fighting in a cage. It's so amazing.
You said this past October, when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship, that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for. Are you...
This guy's like, this Canadian's not that Canadian.
Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light. 10 years ago, to be trans was a mental fucking illness. And now all of a sudden, people like you have fucking weaseled your way into the world. You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of fucking you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world's not buying your fucking bullshit you're fucking peddling. The world is not saying, "You know what? You're right. Fucking chicks have dicks." The world's not saying that. World's saying, "No, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could fuck in school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference." Like, dude, this guy is the fucking enemy. You want to look at the fucking enemy to our world? It's that motherfucker right there asking these stupid fucking questions. Sorry, I told the UFC I was being nicer. Lance, am I still good with this? Did I cross any lines? A little.
Okay,
what the fuck?
Right,
I didn't
here,
say the F
that
word.
That shirt is pretty good.
You just brought this fucking guy.
Okay, let's cut.
I love this guy. Wow. This is the first time I'm excited about a UFC fight since the Conor McGregor days. Great. I want to see this guy win. Now, apparently, this guy is against Duplessis, who's a Canadian, maybe a Quebecois. His name does sound Quebecois in origin. So I don't know much about Duplessis, but in any case, I'm excited to see this guy fight. Strickland is his name. I had seen him before, and I must have seen fights of him back in the days. And I had seen his clips about the COVID vaccine, but this one is even more impressive. I mean, he's totally destroying that journalist. John Drake says, this guy is always like this. Well, I had seen, but his COVID commentary, it's like, oh, it's just COVID, you know. It's very easy to dunk on COVID in 2024. But to be able to dunk appropriately against a journalist pushing trans talking point, that is something else, and that is very appreciated. Desirability rankings are out for men and women and all races. According to preferences in New York, Boston, Chicago, Seattle, pretty much the same story, with maybe New York a little cougar attitude here, where the old men are a little less desired in New York. It's the younger men, but other than this, so what do we have? Women have peak attractability at 20 years old, 30 years old down, 40 years old down, 50 years old down, 60 years old. Well, at this point, you're just being polite. Men do not reach their peak attractability in the 20s. They are more attractive in the 30s, even more attractive in the 40s. Wow. I am here. I'm right here at 40 years old very soon. So basically, I'm entering my peak. I'm entering my peak. When I look back at my life, I can't believe, like I'm tired. I'm arriving at my peak and I'm already tired. But I am at my peak attractivity in the 40, 50 years of age category. Real Base Talk says, why they start at 20? But I guess because if they were to start before, that would be encouraging pedos. Basically, you can't ask by survey. oh yeah, would you fuck a 14-year-old? No, because you're gonna get in trouble. So they ask wherever they can start, I guess. then the ethnicity. The blacks are judged as more attractive within New York. Look at this. New York, Boston, Chicago, Seattle. So the difference between the yellow point here and the other points, maybe just the poor, you know, liberal white woman of New York being really attracted to blacks. But it's a small effect, but it's interesting to see that it doesn't show for the Asians, doesn't show for the Latin, nor the whites. So just a slightly higher, but notice that the blacks still are less desired in New York than the Latinos, the Asians, and the whites. Now, as far as... I'm wrong, because this is woman. So this is the black woman being desired in New York. It is not the black man. Okay, so I don't know. A black woman effect in New York. Maybe a sub-trend of the girl boss trend mixed in with quotas of employment on boards in New York. I don't know how it works. All right, the woman. So the Asian woman highly desired. The Latino woman and white woman, relatively equally desired, perhaps a little lower on average. And the black woman at the bottom of the hierarchy. And as far as the men goes, the white man, the white man's wins again. Look at this. The Asian man, the most undesired creature on this planet. The poor Asian man. I have a thought about Asian men about once a day. I'm like, shit, man. Bro. That really sucks. It's like, the Asian man is at the bottom of the hierarchy. They may have more trouble dating than the black woman. I mean, this is how it is. That's just how it is. Man, it's heartbreaking. Then the black men are more highly appreciated in Seattle. The Seattle black men are kind of overperforming the other cities, but still they are relatively low. Okay, so there might be a Seattle white liberal woman effect of attraction toward the black male, and then the white male just at the top of the hierarchy, boom, 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 in all cities, no problem. And as we would expect, school makes a woman more attractive, but only a little bit of schools. So those are the women who make it to college, but not post-grad. So if you're a woman getting your PhD, that's the point at which you're starting to be a little more ugly. I don't think that this is an effect of getting the education. I think it's just an effect of selection. I think it has been already proven that more beautiful women tend to have easier access to education and job opportunities. So I think that's what we're seeing here. And then the effect is lost at the post-grad level. So basically, woman, you get in college, you've peaked in your attractability. And at 20-year-old, you peak. For men, whether they go to just regular school, college, or post-grad, education is always rewarded. So here I am, a white man at the peak of the racial ladder with a PhD at the peak of the education ladder and entering my 40s at the peak. I can't believe this. I am the model. I am basically the Giga Chad. I score on all of these graphs. I am in the peak. But it's interesting in terms of looking at the data, understanding the world. Frog Eyes says, JF, you may not like it, but JF is what peak male performance looks like. Yes, Rody Lesson says it can only go down from here, JF. I'm afraid that I've been bouncing at the bottom many times in my life. I'm not going back there. I'm not going back there. The final pretense that there exists a rules-based order collapsed with the decision of the governments of the US, France, and Germany to excuse a genocide rather than inconvenience an ally, a mortifying spectacle that not even history will forgive. I agree with Edward Snowden here. Just blatant genocide just happened right in front of our eyes while these people, these pro-Israeli people, were trying to damage control, and while the officials of our Western nations basically sided with the genocide, just decided not to talk too much about it. And when you have to have Justin Trudeau be the ones with balls calling out the ongoing genocide of the Palestinians, you know there's a problem. You know something is wrong. New Guy says 30,000 dead gazans so far. And this is where the whole speech issue with Elon is so dramatic. Because Elon, you're siding with who will survive. You are choosing, you're playing God, really. You're playing a God of evolution where you're deciding we're going to shut down the speech about this perspective. We're going to prop up the speech about this other perspective, and you choose who dies and who gets punished for killing others through this. That's why it's disgusting. That's why you should have a moral, basic moral issue. Because I know you're a moral man. You keep thinking and talking in interviews about moral questions. So you certainly have the ability to think, hey, my actions could lead to the deaths of people. My actions could change human history in one direction or another. And you must understand that if you don't let speech free, you are choosing who dies. It's as simple as this. There's no zone of free speech that you can attack without committing a genocide, basically. It's just that whether it's a genocide will be determined by how good you are at deceiving yourself about the consequences of your actions. A heckler told Djokovic to get vaccinated. Djokovic responded with just an ace, scoring one more point in tennis. Look at this. This guy doesn't need the vaccine.
4 match points.
Please.
The guy in the crowd said, go get vaccinated.
4 match points.
Please.
See, the crowd is booing. It's now a normie thing to be annoyed at the COVID fascist. It's the first time I root for anything to happen in tennis, I guess. There you go. You got me excited about tennis. New guy says, this is how you fight. Yeah, this guy has been amazing. He's been refusing at a time where they were basically threatening him that he won't be able to continue his career if he doesn't get vaccinated. He said, oh yeah, I don't care. I stand with my pure blood, and what did it take? A couple of months, and their threats turned out to be very empty. They had no power to force him, and we're already back in normal mode. X has been launching a new payments account, X Payments. So it seems that X is getting prepared to open their payment service. So what can we expect from this payment service? Well, I guess it's Elon Musk coming back to his first fascination, which was PayPal. Elon Musk developed PayPal. Now, PayPal has aged terribly. PayPal used to be basically the only way you can kind of interface between the financial world and the internet. But PayPal became a cash cow of not soup. It's still very useful internationally because the bank systems very often are not compatible. They haven't made it easy for sending money from Canada to the US, for example. So that PayPal still has its function, but it's starting to date a lot. And there are new companies that have emerged with more efficient services than PayPal. I guess that X Payments should be expected to be a payment system that is modern, truly modern, a little bit like these apps, but it will have the added aspect that it will integrate with your Twitter personality. that it will be a way to, perhaps it will attract a new kind of crowd to Twitter. Because right now, if you go on Twitter, it's because you are highly interested about the affairs of the world. But if you're just a boomer, for example, who's not interested in politics, you won't go on Twitter to meet family or to have kind of Facebook, a Facebook where you publish your pictures. That is not what Twitter is used for. But with a payment system, you might very well have young people telling their parents, hey, create a private Twitter account. I'm going to send you some money. Now, there's the important question of what they will be accepting. John Drake says X should be accepting BTC by the end of the year, Tesla too. That would be amazing. Elon Musk had backed out a little bit from Tesla getting involved in Bitcoin. He was at first very enthusiastic about it, then started kind of downplaying it. I don't know what are the ins and outs. Maybe he was frustrated that he didn't get good entry. Maybe he was hoping for 10K. Elon, you'll never get 10K. You're just too public. Anytime you get close to Bitcoin, Bitcoin just goes up. So you can't really buy any without triggering a whole move up. So you have to enter in Bitcoin at the price that you deserve, which is the price that you can have now. But yeah, there will be the question of how will they handle the conversion of crypto? Will they just allow me to deposit into BTC and then it's converted, or will they allow me to send and hold BTC on my Twitter account? Personally, I would highly recommend not to use Twitter as a means of transfer. Those will be specific payments that will have a role, perhaps in converting. Oh, here's some Bitcoin. You sell them, you put them in your bank account. Like, as a transfer, I think the platform will be trustable, but as a huddling place, I would be very careful. A new service like this, I wouldn't stack money in there, stack high values in there. Self-custody remains the only serious option if you want to be in crypto. Meanwhile, we don't even need the OTs. The British ships are colliding with one another here. Here's a British ship in the Red Sea, perhaps, or close to there, colliding with another British ship. Apparently, they made a gigantic hole on the side. Oh my God. Yeah, this will be extremely high cost to repair, I believe, because they really went into it and drove a big hole in the side of the boat. Rodilacid says the Russians did it. Maybe it's Russia-Trump collusion happening again. End of the line says DEI skipper. Maybe diversity is involved. I don't know. Oh my God, this guy. This guy is so pathetic. I don't know. Is he joking? Is that a joke or is that a meme or is that real? He says, watching Nagatoro, eating Doritos, drinking Ramune. I even pet a girl to squeeze my head between her thighs. Best birthday ever. And people were hesitating between finding this guy pathetic or at least being happy for him. Like, okay, yeah, he does have a girl's legs wrapped around his head. But he paid for it. He paid for the service. Oh my God. I hope he's happy. I hope he's enjoying the service and that it was worth it. You are the problem, says a conservative speaker at Davos. Let's see what he has to say.
Mentioned earlier, but the thing that I want to drive home here, the very reason that I'm here at Davos, is to explain to many people in this room and who are watching, with all due respect, nothing personal, but that you're part of the problem. Political elites tell the average people on 3 or 4 or 5 issues that the reality is X, when in fact reality is Y. Take immigration. Elites tell us that open borders and even illegal immigration are okay. The average person tells us in the United States that both rob them of the American way of life. They're right. President Trump will take that on behalf of the average American. Elites also tell us that public safety isn't a problem in big American cities. Just travel to New York or Washington or Dallas, Texas. The average person will tell you that the lack of public safety damages not just the American way of life, but their life. President Trump will take that on. Thirdly, I guess the favorite at the World Economic Forum is climate change. Elites tell us that we have this existential crisis with so-called climate change, so much so that climate alarmism is probably the greatest cause for mental health crisis in the world. The solutions the average person know based on climate change are far worse and more harmful and cost more human lives, especially in Europe during the time that you need heating, than do the problem and the problems themselves. Fourth, two more here, Robin. Okay. The fourth, China. The number one adversary, not just to the United States, but to free people on planet Earth. Not only do we at Davos not say that, we give the Chinese Communist Party a platform. Count on President Trump ending that nonsense. And fifth, as we sit here, another supranational organization, the World Health Organization, is discussing foisting gender ideology upon the global South. These are practices that are under review, if not being rejected, by countries.
Okay, so I think he has certain concerns that I overlap with. I don't care about the South. I care about the gender ideology in our nations. That's what I mean. I guess I care about our viewers in Australia who are technically in the South. But yeah, I think that some of the other points at the beginning were very good. I think it's good that he's out there telling the World Economic Forum, look, you are beside reality. You're creating a narrative on immigration. People have to live with the shit you create for them. That's very good. We learned yesterday, but I wasn't making a show yesterday, but we learned that Alec Baldwin was indicted by a grand jury in the Rust shooting. He was charged this time. So it's a second time. He had been charged the first time. They had given up the charge. Now he's been arrested again, and it seems more serious. It's still the same thing. It's the fact that he shot. But I believe that the thesis of the prosecution at this point is that he's lying when he says he hasn't pushed the trigger. They said they ran tests and that it's impossible that the gun fired without him pushing the trigger. So, I mean, it's very hard to... How do you prove that it couldn't possibly have happened? Like, if we are to recognize that it's possible for a bullet to accidentally be triggered, and that's possible. It's possible out of just no it at all being given onto a bullet. A bullet could have been poorly designed, could have been subject to just a small shock in the environment, and poof, the bullet goes. I mean, it's just a bunch of explosives that are waiting to be hit by a hammer. From there, to me, it's very possible that a bullet accidentally fires at time. But how do you prove that it's not here? That will be, I guess, where the prosecution is headed, to make the case that that Alec Baldwin is lying in this story, that his story is not consistent. Rudy Lacid says, well, maybe the gunpowder residue pattern on his hand can tell how his hand was positioned. Yeah, but you're going to have a very small difference, I guess, between this and this. Like, but in the extreme, that might be possible. But, and on top of it, you know, I guess if his hands were observed at all, ever, in this thing, it would be kind of late, and there would be possibilities that he cleaned his hand in some form. I don't know what to think about this, because Alec Baldwin is a raging liberal who is very much anti-gun. And so I can't help... And he was anti-Trump on Twitter and complaining against... and he was impersonating Trump at some point, I believe, right? This is the guy on SNL. Isn't he the guy who play Trump or plays in skits of Trump? I think so. So here we have a political enemy who's suffering. And I'm kind of enjoying it. Also, the fact that he's been so moralistic against guns, and yet he was the one to be careless with a gun in the end. All of this is kind of hilarious and makes for some amount of Schadenfreude enjoyment. We have a black woman who has attacked a little white girl, and the report is like, we have no idea why she was attacked. I can't possibly think of a reason.
Since a fun trip to Somerset Mall last Friday with friends and one of their dads, it took a turn at the food court near Mrs. Fields Cookies.
So I checked my phone, and then just that woman came up and hit my head against the glass. I started crying, and then she turns around, she starts laughing at me, and then she puts on her mask and runs away.
Police would later identify the woman as 25-year-old Rihanna Valentine.
Like, she took her hand on the back of my neck and slammed it into the glass.
Valentine now charged with a misdemeanor and on tether for the attack.
Like, why? I don't know why.
Listen, I will tell you why, little girl. You have been attacked out of racial jealousy. You have been attacked by... Let me show you why. Let me explain to this little girl what's happening here. You see this here? That is the level of desirability of an average black woman at 0.35. That is the level of desirability of a random white woman at 0.5. There's not even an overlap in the distribution. I mean, it's white women are so much more desirable, and she knows it. And she has seen here an example of a smaller girl that she could easily attack from the race that she hates, because it's a race that performs better than hers. So she took the opportunity to attack you because you were young, small, and yet part of the privileged race that will forever outcompete this woman in the dating market. So the positive thing from this is you will totally outcompete this woman in the dating market when you become an adult. The negative part of it is you're going to have these hateful people around you for the rest of your life, and you're going to have to be careful when they attack you. We have here a flying fish who goes very bold. The fish here tries to attack the fisherman because it's like, oh yeah, you want to try fishing me here?
I will talk.
Boom. Wow, this fish went out of the water, flew in the sky, and I don't know. Does the fish knows I'm attacking this human, or is he just randomly going in the direction of the human? And the fish goes up, fly, boom! Absolutely in the face. Wow. In the face of the fisherman. What else do we have? Lex Fridman, always this soft bear, kind of cozy, lovely, creepy kind of media messages. He says, I've been feeling a lot of heaviness in my heart. Friends have asked me to explain why exactly. And when I do, I always seem to fall short. For me, it's seeing hate, cruelty, and death in the wars in Ukraine and Middle East. It's being attacked online more and more. It's constantly falling short from being the kind of man I want to be. It's the frequent reminder that life ends too quickly. I know that a lot of people are struggling too and are also not always able to find the words that fully capture why. I just want to say that we're in it together. I love you all, heart. You're living with cognitive dissonance, probably, because you're out there wanting to be a loving man, and yet your side of the political spectrum right now is committing a genocide. So obvious that even you can see it. And so you basically have the blues because your side is currently killing people. You have the blues. It's like, oh, I'm feeling not so good right now. Yeah, it's because you spend your life claiming that you are seeking the truth, doing it publicly, and yet you can't fully engage on this question because you know deep inside of you the truth of why people are attacking you more and more frequently on the internet. It's because your side is committing a genocide and you can't even say it. You can't even be honest about it and say, hey, you know what? Here my side is committing wrongs. So yeah, people will attack you online more and more until you do a process that I've been doing, honestly, at some point in my life where at first, sometimes people in the chat were coming and saying, Jeff, the Jews have done this and this and this, and you are ignorant for trying to remain naive about this. You have to educate yourself. You have to look into it, and I want a response. And, you know, at first I was dismissive, but at some point, you have to either face the world or live in the maze of your cognitive dissonance. I've decided to face the world. I've decided, you know what? There is not a single super chat that I will never not answer. There is not a single legitimate argument that I will not dig into to its depth. But you're not there. That's why you're feeling the blues. It's you have to go through the process of accepting that you may be wrong in a way that you're not even able politically and personally to be honest about with your audience. Here we have more liberal woman bragging how happy they are without children. I'm over 40. I have no children. I'm single. I'm financially independent, stress-free. I'm more desirable than ever. Wrong. The world is truly my oyster. The only problem I have is, what should I do today? First, you're not more desirable than ever. In fact, you are done in terms of desirability. At this point, you are basically desirable in the same way that a dog is desirable, which is, oh yeah, it's going to be a companion for the next 10 years of my life. Yeah, it's kind of better to be with a companion than not a companion. but you are absolutely uninteresting to someone who would want to make a family because you have denied your utility in this by not making children before. And I did have something to ask about the oysters, because she says the world is her oyster. But I noticed that, hey, oysters exist to make baby oysters, you know? I think that's a good reply you can use with liberal women who say the world is my oyster. Well, you know, the oyster exists for a reason. It's this whole encapsulation of a piece of meat all exist for the purpose of making baby oysters. So if you want the world to be your oysters, you have to make babies in it. We have a massive evolution of makeup and AI. You know, this kind of AI modified video. Look at this absolute beauty right here.
Bitch, you know I'm sexy. Don't call, just text me. Bitches locate me on my screen. They snare because they know I'm the I-T-T-I-R-L. You know I am that girl. Bitch, you know I'm sexy. Don't call, just text me. Bitches locate me on my screen. They snare because they know I'm the I-T-T-I-R-L. You know I...
Oh my God. It is radical. I mean, at this point, you're looking at a totally different person. You're not even looking at the person that you're looking at. Sports Illustrated is firing all of their employees. And Wall Street Silver was speculating, maybe it's because you started showing these trends. You know, the trends models on the cover. So people are making a case that this is another expression of get woke, go broke. Finally, my thoughts on Elon Musk, which I've already shared, but I had a tweet about it. What Elon Musk is doing with Twitter is transforming it into a speech cartel with its newly enacted reach punishment for right-wing voices. The elites have always needed special treatment. Their arguments do not survive in a free market of IDs. They just found Elon's price. And look at the metrics. AF post down 3 million, 61% down. iHypocrite, 47% down. Andrew Turba, 88% down. Sovereign Bra, 63% down. An absolute attack on the right of people. On algorithmic fairness, the right of people to be directed toward what they want to hear, what they're most interested in, and anything that of the kind has always failed again and again on the internet. You can try to artificially drive the algorithm toward driving people toward stuff they don't like. They will just change their behavior. They will head toward different platforms, and you're going to get things rising like Telegram, like Rumble, that are basically alternatives to already existing solutions, but just because they censor too much. End of the line, Joel says, Yan Malchung's up 200,000%. Exactly. The sad thing with this is you're going to have the dilution toward the centrist, less intelligent voices, and we're still going to be escaping the societal discussion that needs to be happening. So it's like you're chasing the can down the road. You're kicking the can down the road. These discussions will have to happen, Elon. So don't be this feminine, like don't have the feminine cognition of saying, oh, I see conflict. Oh, conflict bad. Let's solve conflict by not making it happen. Let's redirect people away from conflict. Oh, here's a cat video. No conflict. Let's redirect people toward the cat video. No. The conflicts are happening in the space of language on X so that they don't have to happen in the space of missiles and the space of aggressions and crime and local vengeance and criminals and gangs. So the more conflicts there is on X, the more we are headed toward pacifism, because As I've often made the case, the dog barking, the person threatening, the animal showing their teeth are not violent actions. They are pacifist actions. They are meant to threaten violence, and in doing so, they reveal that the agent is interested in avoiding violence. Threats preempt violence. Barking preempts violence. Warning someone else of a worry that you have is an act of pacifism. The people who are for shutting down speech, therefore, are for war. And unfortunately, it seems that Elon has sided with them for now.